What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hello, this is Padre Alexander from The Padre, now available on Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4. And you are listening to the Budget Arcade Podcast.
Welcome to Budget Scarcade, a free-to-play gaming podcast to help you navigate through the growing realm of death and destruction and free-to-play games. I'm Scott.
I'm Count Jeffula.
I'm Elliot. I'm the Oh, God. I can't. Trick or treat, it's me, Elliot.
The wet blanket.
And welcome to episode number 36.
Just to recap, we play a free-to-play game each week, and then we review it. Elliot, what was this week's game?
We played Horror Field, which is a multiplayer survival horror game. It's made by Skytech Games, and that is about the only information I could really find about these people. I don't know when the game came out. I couldn't find that. I couldn't find anything. It's available on iOS and Android devices. It's been out for a while now, a little while, at least a year. So, sorry, no fun factoids this time, because I just couldn't find anything about it. They made a couple of other games. It's funny, their website talks about all the other games they made, except for Horror Field. So, I thought that was kind of funny. Or spooky.
Basically, very Scott spooky. Had us download malware.
It's a step above that, I think, in some instances. Barely, though.
Gameplay.
I don't know if you guys have played either one of these games, but the Friday the 13th game or Dead by Daylight.
I played a little bit of the Friday the 13th.
I've seen them both streamed. I have not played either one.
That's what this is. This is a top-down version of that. It's a asymmetrical multiplayer game. So it's 4v1. The four being the survivors try to escape usually a small area after activating various generators and then opening a door and leaving. And then the fifth person plays a killer, and that person tries to chase down the other survivors. Once he's captured one of the survivors, they get locked in a cage, and they can be set free by another survivor. But I think after, three or so, you can get killed. So,
well, you have a bar when you're in jail that goes up, right? And the longer you're in there, the higher that little bar goes up. So you can die in the jail.
Okay.
Literally on the first time.
If you get pulled out once and then go back in it, you're instantly dead after that.
Okay. Well, and that's pretty much it. You control your character with a on-screen joystick, and then you tap. I never got to play as the killer, so you guys might have to tell me about that. But then you tap the motor when you get near one of the generators and it does the repair. And that's really it. I found it kind of light on mechanics.
Yeah. Well, even the controls weren't the best. You know, they're really very basic, but it's also very basic gameplay, I guess, too. So,
yeah,
it's not saying much. How many matches did you guys win?
Zero. I could not escape. Well, so we got all the things activated at one point, and I could not locate the exit. I didn't. Well, at least in time before I got murdered.
Right.
So I located a generator or two and got them online. But then I was like, okay, where's the... Because at least I didn't see it any sort of on-screen direction as to where I'm supposed to go once we've activated everything.
It could have been... you're just supposed to kind of find it while you're running around.
Yeah.
And usually there's at least two exits.
Yeah, and the map was always the same map. So they were always in the same spot, the exits at least. I think the generators might have moved around a little bit, but yeah, other than that, I think it was pretty linear as to where everything was at.
You have to repair five generators, but I think there are seven on the map, because I know one of the bad guys can destroy generators.
Yeah, I never got to the point where I could actually play as a bad guy, and we'll talk about some of that in the paywall.
Okay, yeah, that was annoying. But so, along with that, your character levels as you play as them... And I only had access to Basketball Bob or whatever, the guy that just had the basketball jersey on and he was just a blonde white guy.
White Rodman?
Hey, if you read the lore, he played for multiple NBA franchises.
That's impossible.
That's what it said.
I follow the NBA, Jeff. And I've never seen this guy in my life.
Well, maybe if you had played that NBA game I told you to play.
I did play it. I'm working on a review for it. It's awful.
Oh, finally. It's awful.
No, what do you mean finally? You're going to be mad because it's a long review, because I reviewed that and then I went and found a good basketball game and I'm working on reviewing that all in one. So it's going to be a long article.
So I won my second game and then I played every day this week and didn't win another game until tonight. And I won two games tonight. So
congratulations.
It's definitely like, it's pure luck.
I think the one game I actually won, the killer knocked me down, went after somebody else, and that gave me time to be able to revive. And by that time, we had gotten all the generators up, and I was able to escape.
Yeah.
Now, one of the reviews we looked at on Google Play had mentioned like that this really was a multiplayer. I couldn't tell one way or another if I had real people on my team or not.
I think sometimes I did, and I know sometimes I didn't. I feel like sometimes I did, because like you would have people who would constantly go rescue people, like rescue some of the teammates, but then you would have matches that like no one ever rescued anybody. That maybe that's the bot, but you would have people that would rescue you and then heal you back up as well, but then you'd have people who would only rescue you. So I think at times you were playing with people. But I bet if you're able to unlock playing as the monster, I bet that's what almost everybody does. Because A, you're going to win a crap load as the monster. You have to be stupid to lose as the monster, I think.
Yeah, and it's really stacked in the monster's favor.
And I watched a couple of Let's Plays where they were playing as the monster, and it definitely looks way more enjoyable of an experience. Like, you can kind of track people in a sense and all kinds of stuff. The game is very tailored to the monster winning by far.
Yeah, and that's sort of what I saw. And that's not a problem for me, because I think if you're in a horror movie, that's how it should be. Like the Friday the 13th game.
Jason should be getting a little bit of a head, but
yeah. But there's no combat in this game. Like if you're a survivor,
well, you can get grenades or like stun things. Yeah, the cop I believe gets a gun. And can actually shoot him too, if I'm not mistaken. I believe I read that somewhere.
Oh, you didn't.
But I never saw it. I never unlocked the cop.
And that'd be like safe, I said, some of the Let's Plays. You played more than us. This was a rough one.
Really, I didn't think it was like that bad in the beginning. The leveling sucks. The paywall here is like, there's a lot to talk about with paywall here. Because they do a lot of really dirty things, I think.
All right, well, we can go into that because I think we've covered pretty much all the
gameplay
aspects of it, really and truly. And I think everything else within the gameplay falls under the paywall.
Yeah.
Which kind of tells you right there what you're dealing with.
Paywall. Oh, it certainly is a cash grab in every sense.
So, can you pay to level? I mean,
you can pay to boost the quickness of that, too. You can do all kinds of stuff. Again, it's another one of those two currency games where, you know, you buy real money for the currency that's not as useful as the one you convert, of course. But there's also, like, you can get, there's a premium pass as well. Isn't that right? Yeah, there's a premium pass, and that is only good for 30 days. It's only $2. It's $1.99. That's the premium pass. Let's see. With the premium pass, you get 600 gold instantly, 80 gold as a daily reward, and 3,000 in total gold over 30 days. You get plus one item in secret packages, plus one 50% bonus for daily reward, 20% to experience, plus 10% to item crafting speed. So, and then they have the gold, and then they have the silver. And the gold is the one you pay with cash. And then the silver is the one that you convert with the gold into silver. So,
yeah, and then you can use the silver to upgrade your character.
Yes. And they also have a hot deal, which the hot deal did not change all week, where it was like gold, you unlocked like the Navy SEAL guy, and you got some items, I think. And that was $10, I believe.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, $9.99 or something. I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it. I mean, the leveling system is on a cooldown, and it's on the same cooldown as the skill system. So, like, if you're leveling up a skill, you can't level up your character at the same time. You know, the crafting system has a cooldown to it. It takes time for everything. And the cooldowns are, in the beginning, they're like 15 minutes, but towards, like, by the second or third level, they're like an hour, 2 hours. You know, they're well past the gameplay that you would be playing for that day, I think.
Yeah, and it's, you can't really unlock new characters until you like get the first character to a certain level. Is that right?
Yeah. And the unlocking of characters is random as well. So you can't even like target who you would want to play.
Yeah, I think you couldn't even play to the killer. You couldn't play as a killer until like what level? I want to say level 5 or 6 of character.
We didn't talk about this.
Sorry. But it was your own level, and not the character's level.
You
right?
get those daily tasks and those weekly tasks, the quest and tasks, and those help. Those are what level up your ability to do that. So like, you have to do what's called chapter 1 in the quests. And then I think it's chapter 2 that you unlock like the first monster and a new map. And then it's random.
Yeah, I know chapter 1, your main character had to be like level 5, and that was part of that quest system.
I think there's like 9 tasks, two other things that you have to do.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But I mean, that just, you know, screams pay more money.
But the other thing we haven't talked about either is like after a match, you get experience and coins. And you can watch a video for 30 to 45 seconds or maybe even a minute total. And that will double your XP for that round. So, or you can watch a video and you lower the time that takes for your skill to level up. So it's another double dip of like, watch this commercial.
I love mobile gaming.
This is certainly mobile in every word.
That's not fair, but
yeah,
I mean, it's fair to say about this game, but I've learned through being on the podcast that there are good mobile games and there's a good way to do it, but this is not it, man.
No.
This is a mess.
When I was doing my write-up for this, I was thinking that if I could play this game with 5 people in a room, it might be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I could see that. You know? If you could queue up together and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I agree.
Screwing around with your friends, but other than that, it's just there's no substance.
If you have Xbox Live, Friday the 13th is free right now, so just go play that.
Yeah,
and that's really not that bad of a game. It's pretty fun,
and you can play as Jason Voorhees. And this, you, there's like crazy wild hair, green, thin guy. There's a big, like, roadhog looking guy. I hate this game.
I honestly, I think this is like almost an exact copy of Dead by Daylight. Like, even the killers look a lot like those killers in that game.
Well, at least Dead by Daylight has some DLC where you can get like Michael Myers and Freddy Krueger, basically everyone but Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and it doesn't look great. It kind of looks like, now I will say, let me say something good. On occasion, when the killer would show up, I would get a little jump scare. Yeah, if I'm playing and I'm focused on the trying to get my, you know, generator up, and he pops up and gives you a little sound. It's like, oh, gotta run. But that's about all I can say.
I do want to say, just, you know, with you saying that, I forgot about the one aspect of the game. So there's like this heartbeat monitor type of thing. And the closer you are to the killer, the faster it beats. But when I was playing it, it was actually hitting my phone's vibrate. And
oh, so really?
It would vibrate in my hand. Yes. I don't know. I think it only did it for like one game for me. And I think maybe because I had like the sound set to a certain way or whatever. But it would actually vibrate as it was beating, as the heart was beating, and as it beat faster, it started vibrating faster. And that cue, like, kind of like was really cool, especially like it got my anxiety up a little bit as I'm playing, trying to avoid this killer. Which, you know, that was actually a cool aspect of the game, but, you know, it's not enough to.
Well, the thing really is that it. That's taken from these other games.
Sure.
Oh yeah, I don't doubt that.
There's not, and I don't want to say, because I haven't played all of them, but it didn't feel like there were any original ideas here, other than the way they wanted to monetize.
Yeah, no, I think this is just a direct, blatant ripoff of Dead by Daylight. Like, I think that's why Elliot can't find anything about this game on their website, because they're probably trying to keep it under the radar.
Like I said, it's really weird. Like, their website has all of their other games, but this game. And I know this it's the correct website because it's the same logo that you see on the Google Play Store, but I couldn't find anything about this. Even like reviews were like few and far between. So a lot of Let's Plays about the game, though. It is really popular in that aspect. There was a lot of that.
Replayability.
All right, what will we say about replayability on this game?
Hell.
It gets really old really fast.
Yeah, exactly. After like a couple of getting murdered and then just waiting in a cage. Does that sound like fun to you?
You can at least watch the other people walk past you and not rescue you.
Not get you out of the cage.
Yeah, or you're like, help me. And they're like, no.
I would repeatedly spam the help button. Help, 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 help. And people would walk right by me. I'm like, okay, it must be a bot or...
Yeah, exactly.
This person's just being a douchebag.
No, there's nothing here.
Yeah, it's a good concept, but not for mobile.
Well, it's just not executed correctly.
Yeah, I think it could work for mobile, but not the way it's working here. Like, it's the kind of thing where you can't have the currency and the money affect the end game content, like how the game plays, and that's what it does. And there's nothing new or different. The atmosphere is kind of late. Like when you were in the cages, didn't it just look like there was like no floor or graphics around the cages?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Just was just like cages in the middle of a vacuum.
And what I hated is like, you couldn't like move your camera anywhere else other than like, you know, walking around. You couldn't like pan a little bit to the left. And that's another thing. It was like the field of view for this your character is like terrible. Like, All of a sudden, the killer is like on top of you.
Yeah, and I think it would have been cool if they added. I don't know if you guys have ever played Teleglitch or some of these real-time roguelikes where there's like a cone of vision and it shifts depending on where you are, and so it's like a real-time vision of what you could and could not see in the position that your character's in. That'd be a cool thing to implement. Just to kind of add a bit of realism.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. That would be a lot nicer than what they had, because it was just, it was like just a circle around your character that you could really see very far for, and it wasn't that big. All right, Jeff, what do you say?
Huh?
No, spooky stuff. Deal, huh? The big spooky yawn? Stuff.
Oh, yeah, spooky stuff.
Oh. Did you guys... Did you guys hear that?
No.
Just...
Hear what?
We're good.
I'm glad we waited 20 minutes into recording to try to get spooky. No, now we're going to do it.
Shut up, Elliot. Oh, you know what? I'm trying to be sorry. Dump the idea.
You were all Debbie Downer.
Shut up, Elliot. You know, all right, everyone. I was going to do this great skit thing. It's going to be clever with sound effects. And old butt cheese over here has no Halloween. He sucks. He's the Scrooge of Halloween.
I don't celebrate secular holidays.
It's not secular, it's pagan. Get it together, man.
For real.
Judgment.
This game does not get my seal of approval. Neither does Elliot. This game's a waste of time.
I'm a waste of time? That's so hateful.
Is that what I said?
I couldn't tell.
No.
Yes. He said yes, it is.
A waste of time.
Yeah, I'm not giving it my seal either. The skill system here is terrible. The leveling system here is terrible. The two currency systems, terrible. The gameplay is not bad, but it gets very old. It's terrible. It's too one-sided. I'm fine with the monster having a little bit of a lead in, but it's just too much. You know, when I play all week and I win 3 or 4 games in a week, that's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, it was bad. Not gonna get my seal either. Yeah, I agree with you, Elliot. The fact that you you want to do auto chess? Since I have already started playing that and already won my first 2 games.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Is it Chess Rush?
CHESSRUSH.
I see where you're going. A for effort. But just, man, you really did not finish well, strong. That's what my wife says.
All right, fine, Jeff. We'll play Chess Rush.
Yeah! Ah, it's my birthday. Okay, so everybody go download Chess Rush. You can friend me on Chess Rush. It's J Queasy Jeff. It is case sensitive, so let me get this here.
Oh boy.
You boys are gonna get smashed. We've got to get in a game together.
I'll play a game right after this if you want.
Oh, I gotta play with Teddy. We're gonna play some Terraria.
But I will download 56 gigs for stupid Modern Warfare because my friends made me buy it.
Oh, they made you buy it?
I'm kind of excited. Yeah,
So your friends can make you spend $60 on a game that you don't want, but we can't get you to participate in Halloween festivities.
I was participating in my own way.
All right. So if you have Chess Rush on your phone, you can hit me up. It's capital J Q U E A S Y J E F F. The rest is lowercase. And we could play together if you wanted. I love this game.
Thank you for joining us. If you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify, we ask that you would leave us a glorious 5-star review.
If you have a computer...
You can join our...
Oh. Sorry.
Now you can go.
The way you said sorry was so good. Sorry.
Do you have more, Scott, or should I do my social medias?
No, because I was going to do it after the social medias. I thought about it.
Man, heavy edit episode.
Nope, just leave all this in.
For real.
It's really good.
No.
It's camaraderie.
Long silence.
Oh, what good times we had this week. If you have a computer, you can go to www.budgetarcade.com and check out our website. There's stuff that Scott and Elliot have written. I've got something going on there soon for you NBA fans, all one of you. Also, if you want to follow us on Twitter, it's at Budget Arcade. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/budgetarcade, and of course, Instagram at Budget Arcade.
You can join our Discord from our website as well. join the Discord. You can discuss any of the games that we are currently playing or past playing with our other fans that are in the Discord with us. Coconut Wizard would like more people to talk with.
Yeah.
So please join the Discord. Send any hate mail to show@budgetarcade.com. Music is by Stimage, and you can download his music at metroidmetal.com. And game on.
Oh, Jeff, I did hear that.
Shut up! Shut! Shut your mouth, man!
Oh, it's so good.
You're the worst. Just
it's so easy. It's just so easy.